Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you from a beautifully orchestrated audience, in front of a beautifully orchestrated audience, at the Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. Yeah, let's hear it for Hollywood. There's a dude with a Doug Loves Movies shirt on. You know you're not supposed to wear the shirt of the thing you're going to. Didn't you ever see Jeremy Piven tell Jon Favreau that in PCU? What's your name, dude?
I'm Tim.
Tim, do you live in L.A.?
I live in Pasadena.
Pasadena, okay. Well, since you're from out of town, I'll accept it. It's totally cool. It's Thursday, July 23rd, 2015. Let me see your name tags, Los Angeles and Pasadena. Of course, he's got one. The Simpsons movie, but you change it to the Timpsons movie. Good job, dude. Quentin versus the Army of Darkness? All right, fair enough. Oh, and you've got a chainsaw. Well, that's got to be chosen. What's in the little pink box?
Donuts.
This is a tough room for us to throw donuts in because they shoot that Meltdown show here and they have all these fancy low-hanging lights, so it's a real tricky trajectory. Booty Colin, that's a good one. Nice size as well. 40-year-old Virginia, I like it. Some more donuts under there with your big Weaverski. Yeah. Your name is Weaver?
Oh, it's my last name.
Your last name's Weaver? A Wierzbicki, the whole thing? Good for you. Desp Ricardo, your name's Ricardo? Holy shit, that's a really good one. Oh, Brent! Instead of Rent. You're lucky they made that into a movie. Some Broadway shows don't get made into a movie. Well, thank you everyone for bringing name tags and for sitting up close with your name tags so the selection process will be brief. We had to start a couple minutes late because the traffic getting in here, of course, is stupid. I guess Joe Biden was in town today. I'm looking forward to going to Tulsa this Sunday. Sold out show already. Didn't need to bring it up. Traverse City, Michigan on Wednesday. I'll be there all week for the Traverse City Film Festival. And then two shows in New York City, bookended around one show in London, England. For dates, deets, and links for all of these shows and many more, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Let's take a look in the prize bag, you guys. I am very excited about this acquisition. There's a gentleman by the name of Kyle Burbank that I follow on Twitter. I think the reason I found him and he found me is our mutual love of Disneyland and all things Disneyana. And he's got a new book out called The E-Ticket Life, Stories, Essays, and Lessons Learned from My Decidedly Disney Travels. I cannot wait to read it. I stole a copy for myself, but I'll be giving away copies on the show, and someone here tonight will get one. And then, of course, we've also got a promotional tool, and this is a fun thing I can do in California. Somebody gave me a vaporizer pen from Monarch, so I'm putting that in the prize bag, because my kitchen is nothing but pipes and bongs and... And so I can afford to get rid of a few. And also, I was sitting in the airport lounge in O'Hare, and a guy came up to me and said, "I work with Raw. Can I give you some samples?" And he walked back over and filled what was left of my carry-on space with Raw products, different types of papers and stuff. So I'm including those in the prize bag, and all the guests brought the stuff for the prize bag. These are all second-timer guests, the two-time club. And I'm very happy to have all of them. Please give a big warm welcome to Jake Johansson, Keith Powell, and Joe Lotrulio. Yeah, that's how you welcome three dudes to a show
there we
in the
are.
Back of a comic book store.
This is the only time where two timers actually a nice term to be referenced.
Yeah. I was like, these guys aren't two timing individuals.
They are just in the two timers club on this show. It's like the five timers club on SNL, but more prestigious.
That's right.
Yes. I think. The first person to speak, winner of the Pete Holmes Award, Joe Lotrulio, everybody.
Oh.
I'm honored.
Thank you.
I was excited to see you in Pitch Perfect 2, of course.
Oh, I was excited to be seen. I was able to shake my bootay.
How much time does it take to go in there and be in that a cappella group that's in a scene or two?
To shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we were there for about 4 days.
Holy shit. Movies are so fucking slow.
It's crazy. It's like I've been there for like 2 minutes, and it's 4 days down there. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Met the Green Bay Packers. That was always... pretty fun when you have big football guys singing. That's always kind of fun to watch.
Oh, they
or
sing?
Not.
No
or
one's
maybe
seen
not.
The movie, obviously. Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers sing in the movie?
This looks like a Pitch Perfect 2 crowd. Yeah.
You've seen it.
I saw the movie.
Oh, okay.
They sing in the movie, the whole team?
The five of them.
I was picturing a whole team. Well, you said you met the Packers, not just five of them. The five top Packers.
I buried the lead on that.
And then, of course, classic film Wet Hot American Summer is coming back to Netflix. Starting July 31st.
We're all very excited. I got a little treat for...
Oh, look at that.
Wow. A little wet
apologies to my
sweatshirt.
Other guests for their shitty prizes that they brought. Shouldn't have started with this one. What is it? What is it, Joe? What'd you bring?
I brought a hoodie. A Wet Hot American Summer First Day of Camp hoodie.
That is a nice item that I am going to keep.
Cold weather of L.A.
My wife made...
My wife!
And she looked at Joe's and she's like, "No, I want that."
Yeah, that's an awesome prize. Go ahead and pass that down. I will give this. Oh, it's so soft.
Soft, right?
Jake,
touch
you want a little piece of that?
Oh my god.
So that's going in the prize bag. That is really nice. Do you have access to more of these?
My wife. I see the running theme. My wife, Beth Dover, is also in the show, and she got one. So we need one, just one per household, I think is fair.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, if you had any more, I'd like one. But I got to give this one away, because these people would riot.
Oh, I'll give you my wife.
If I don't do that. But all the episodes of it's a season of a series of Wet Hot American Summer.
We have 8 episodes.
And it's a prequel.
It's a prequel. It takes place on the first day of camp.
Right. And you are all too old for it to be in the first movie, so what difference does it make?
My favorite
if
part.
You're trying to be younger even though you're now older.
That's right. We're making a movie 15 years later, and we're 3 months younger in the movie, allegedly.
That's beautiful. That's some real time travel shit.
That's
right there.
The log line.
All right, let's meet the other fellas. Keith Powell is here. You know him and love him.
That's very nice.
As twofer on the classic 30 Rock.
That show, very nice of
that
you.
Show is never not going to be on television.
I know. Listen, thank you. And my bank account thanks you all for that.
Is it just silly, though, going to the mailbox each day, all the random checks? Because they just
I get a lot of weird
pay you
checks
for all
too.
Sorts of things. Yeah, all different countries. And
yeah, I get like the international checks are like 30 cents because apparently people in Singapore just don't like 30 Rock.
But they had to sit through at least a season of it or something.
And I get my 30 cent checks. No, it's good.
And you've been on the show before because you were based in New York and you did the show at the Gramercy, where I'll be back on August 3rd and 10th. But you are out here in Los Angeles.
But now
you're
back
Los
here.
Angeles based because 30 Rock was a New York show, so you just lived there.
I lived there when 30 Rock was shooting, and then the last season I moved out here, chronicled on HGTV. If anybody cares.
What did you just say? What was that?
It was my move to Los Angeles was chronicled on HGTV. I know. I got a free kitchen out of it, so I was very excited. That was the reason why.
Good job. Well, some people would do it for less than that, but what isn't there a name of a show?
House Hunters Renovations.
Oh, okay. Because that's what really threw me off, is chronicled on HGTV. I didn't know what any of that meant. Welcome to Los Angeles and to your beautiful new kitchen.
Thank you. It's falling apart now.
Is the rest of your home a shithole by comparison?
Yes.
Do you just sleep in the kitchen?
No.
Because it's so nice. What do you have for the prize bag, sir?
Oh, I'm doing a web series that's coming out at the end of the month and at the end of August, and it's called Keith Broke His Leg, and I have...
Is it a chronicling of your leg breaking on HGTV?
Actually, now that you mention it. And then, so I brought coasters that were handmade by my wife.
My wife.
And then I ruined it by writing really sloppily on the back. But they're really nice on the front. So, there you go.
Wow, heavy, yeah. Wow, okay. Hashtag heavy coasters. Listen to that. And Jake Johansson is here, everybody. Oh. Definitely the fanciest pants on the panel. Those are some really fancy pants you got in there.
Yeah, well, I bought them. They were already kind of distressed, and then they've
gotten more distressed. Yo, you were shopping in the
70s? It's over by Venice Beach, so that's like a time machine.
Those are super hip pants.
They're coming, if there was light, they're almost, you can see my package if you're so inclined. You can see through them a little bit. The corduroys, you can't really, I mean, it's not, anyway.
It's like an airport x-ray, that kind of thing? Where
it's chronicled on HGTV.
And what do you have for the prize bag?
Well, I've got, this is a sampler of New Orleans music. I love New Orleans, and this is a sampler of some New Orleans music that it's a free thing that was laying in my house. And then, this is I did a special that you can download from the internet, but this is also available on plastic discs that fit in a machine that you don't have anymore. And so there's a copy of it.
Pictures of my dinner live at Hilarity's.
Yeah.
In Cleveland?
That's what it is. It is, yes, in Cleveland.
There you go. The second track is called Hello Cleveland.
You can watch it anywhere in the
United States. Interesting that you wait till the second track to say hello to them.
Well, the first track is just the music from walking in and everything. I separated the talking.
Good call.
It's a whole process when you do this yourself. These are decisions that you have to make. Like, should that all be one track, or should I do this hello second? I mean, it's
should
it's
I call track 10 nut to butt?
Yeah, you can. That's the thing that a guy in the Army told me that they say when they're in line, they want you to tighten up the line. They say nut to butt.
Oh, yeah. Just horrible. The sexual harassment starts right away.
You wonder how the Navy got their reputation of being gay.
Stand really close to each other.
Yeah, nut to butt.
I was happy to catch your final Letterman performance, your last set on there, and wondered aloud to myself and thought I'll ask him next time I see him. How many Lettermans did you do while that show was... Well, I should say while his two shows were on the air, because you started doing it on the first one, right?
Yes. So 46 altogether.
Oh, shit. Wow.
It's a lot.
46 5 or 6 minute sets of super tight, hilarious comedy. That's amazing. All right, you guys. I always like to ask all of my guests... did I ask you what you brought for the bag?
I just gave it to you. It was
good.
My special... It includes the...
That's a great question.
It includes the hit single, Nut to Butt.
Hey, who left this music from New Orleans on my table? That sounds fantastic. I'm a big Tremé fan. Yeah. Let's go down the line and ask everybody what your cinematic experiences have been of late. Have you been to the movies this summer, Keith?
Yeah, I saw Jurassic World, and what did I just say? Oh, I saw Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl. It's a good movie, right? It's
pretty good. Yeah, I couldn't get over that kid looking like Fred Armisen and Pete Holmes had a baby, but...
Oh, my God, that's all I will see next time.
And then he shows up in the Stanford Prison Experiment, too, and I was like, there's that fucking Pete Holmes, Fred Armisen baby again.
Oh, shit.
Some crazy shit. And Jurassic World, did you enjoy it like the masses?
I did. I really liked it. You know, you have to, like, suspend your disbelief.
Yeah, see,
like,
as soon as people
Bryce
start
Dallas
making
Howard
those excuses, like, you don't have to
forest.
Do that on a lot of great, fun movies.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about that.
If you're going to see
suspension
a movie
device
about dinosaurs that are
right
alive now,
your belief like is already...
You could make a couple suspend leaps that on the drive over, almost. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to really prep in the car.
Yeah.
Just get yourself ready for it.
Yeah, it's going to be don't freak out.
Okay, don't freak out.
Yeah,
dinosaurs aren't real.
In this. No, you got to say they are. If you're
oh, yeah, you have to say that they are.
I think I know how to suspend my disbelief.
I'm still working on it.
I wasn't sure. Well, you made me doubt myself. That's part of my problem, Doug, and we're not here to work that out.
My favorite thing about this recent one that I hope is going to be in Jurassic World 2, which is it's trending today, so they must have announced that it's happening. What a surprise. I hope Jurassic World 2 continues the trend of a high body count. I like when there's a lot of victims.
Yeah.
The first three Jurassic Parks movies between them killed like 10 people. And Jurassic World just went jumping over that number. I would love an R-rated dinosaur. Our dinosaurs are attacking us movie, but that's probably too much to hope for.
It would just more gore. Is that what it is? While they say fuck,
or a sex comedy they're... dinosaur movie.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Sex comedy,
sex
dinosaur,
comedy
movie.
Dinosaur movie.
The gore.
Buy money for that. I'd pay
what are you
money
doing here? You should be running a network, man.
Fine for that Netflix job.
The violence in Jurassic World is all just people being thrown very far by something that would definitely kill them, but doesn't. Yeah. And then pterodactyls kind of picking people off. Like, there's never any bloodshed. Even in the second Jurassic Park, when that one guy gets bit in two, spoiler, they when the dude from West Wing gets torn in two, no blood goes flying anywhere. It's like, I guess when you get torn in two by dinosaurs, you just seal up right away and just maintain a tasty snack. Remain a tasty snack. Joe, what about you? Have you had a chance to catch anything?
I have such
anything?
A short-term memory, but recently I saw Mad Max, Fury Road.
Fury Road, yeah, get the address
I
right.
I liked it, but you know what?
I didn't believe a guy hanging with suspenders playing guitar, and a lot of people.
You should have worked that out in the car on the way over, dude.
You know, there's a lot of things I just didn't like. I loved it. I thought it was a terrific movie.
I can't wait to watch it on cable over and over again, because you don't have to pay attention.
Well, yeah, you don't have to pay attention.
Oh, look, it's still crazy chasing. Oh, look, they're still in the desert. Look at those poles. Jake, what about you?
Well, I watched I watch my movies on airplanes now, and so I watched.
Me too. I get a lot of them in that way.
They're so great, tiny, right? So I watched 2/3.
I like them as small as possible. I watch them on my Apple Watch.
Yeah. So the Incredible Hulk, not so incredible.
Not so incredible.
He's just this big.
Not intimidating at all.
I'm bigger than him.
Yeah, he's Ant-Man in that version.
But I only watched 2/3 of that because it was the end of the trip. But the beginning I watched the Ex Machina.
And oh, that's so good stuff.
It was, yeah, I thought it was
and
good.
And that's kind of, even though it's, you know, it's a, got a lot of big ideas in it, it's kind of small science fiction, you know, kind of only a few characters. So that's a good one to watch just on a small screen, just staring at it on a plane, I think.
You got to suspend your disbelief, though, because it's a sex robot. We don't have those yet.
We do not, but I think we're going to get those before dinosaurs. Mm. I'm pretty sure.
I'm with you on that. We're going to have to find some moron to bet the other side, but I'm with you.
No, robots in general. I mean, have you seen this thing where the self-driving cars are being hacked? And
Regular cars. You can hack the computer on a regular car.
What can that do?
Well, they can
change the radio station.
You think
make you turn right when you wanted to turn left.
Yeah.
No, they think you've discovered the new car that runs on water, and then they drive your car that doesn't run on water yet right into a pole, and you're dead. That's how that works. Conspiracy theory. I'm already writing the movie for that. Just I'm going to put some sex summer sex.
Sounds like
in
The
it.
Happening by Shyamalama Ding Dong. So I'm just like, yeah. It's like weird things start. Why? And the cars are after us.
Of course, it's already been invented.
Yeah.
Okay, a
That'd
sex
be
robot.
So funny, just play over scenes with that movie. Ting tang, walla walla, bing bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah.
Ting tang, walla walla, bing bang.
I saw a movie called Fort Tilden that won. I think it won the Audience Award at South by Southwest last year, but I didn't see it even though I was there, and I finally got around to catching it. And I think it's going to be in limited release, so it's going to roll out later this summer. And I really enjoyed it. It's about two young ladies, played by Claire McNulty and Bridie Elliott, who is Chris Elliott's one of his daughters. And they're just trying to get to the beach for a nice afternoon, the beach, and all this shit happens. It's kind of like After Hours in the daytime. And I really enjoyed it. It's got a lot of graphic nudity of both sexes. So that's pretty awesome.
That's a trend.
I had to throw that in there. I don't want to be sexist. I wanted to let you know you're going to get to see some dick.
It's not that hard to get to see that.
Watch that
that's
movie. It's really not hard at all.
No.
You just pick the right bus.
Yeah.
But anyway, I recommend that. I recommend Wet Hot American Summer, Sight Unseen. I recommend the next season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
You guys.
I recommend that anybody listening in Singapore give 30 Rock another chance.
Please.
And now I'd like to do a thing that I don't think you gentlemen have done, and it's not a win or lose kind of game. It's just for fun. It's called. I just always screw up the order if I don't look at it. Love like, hate, hate like. And one guy over here is excited about it.
Love.
And love like, hate, hate like. And what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you the name of an actor or actress, and then we're all going to take turns. I play along. We're all going to name in order. We'll go down the line. First, we'll all name a movie by that person that we love. Then we'll all name a person by that person that we hate. Then we'll all name one that. Or wait. Second one. See, I should have been looking at the paper. Second one is like. Third one is hate. And then the fourth one is you have to name a movie by that person that you hate yourself for liking. And you can pass once if you want to try to be polite about this, because who knows? Any one of us could work with this dude. I think he's great, even though I don't like all of his movies. He's got a new one coming out tomorrow, and I've been seeing him on all the talk shows, and he seems like a super nice guy who's an amazing actor. It's Jake Gyllenhaal. Woo! Yeah. So we'll start with you, Keith.
Love, right?
Yeah, the movie that Jake Gyllenhaal is in that you love.
I'm going to go Brokeback Mountain.
Did you know the working title for that film was Butt to Nut?
It's actually Nut to Butt, Doug.
Oh, sorry.
It's Nut to Butt. I mean, they both work for the joke, but only one of them is the real army thing.
It's probably funnier that I got it wrong.
Yeah.
A great movie that lost to a dumb movie called Crash for the Oscar for Best Picture. That was one of the biggest miscarriages of Oscar justice. What about you, Joe? Do you have one that you love?
Yes, without a doubt, without question, Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic.
That's a good one.
That was a serious snubbing he received on that one. I thought he should have won the Oscar, and he didn't even get in the top five.
I agree. He was phenomenal.
Yeah, so good in that movie. But he's going to always be good, I think, because he's just, I think he's crazy committed to every part he plays. Do you have one, Jake?
I think I'm going to go with Jarhead.
Okay.
Jarhead? I thought it was all right.
Yeah. It's got that Kanye West song in it.
He was in that, right?
Wasn't he? Jesus walks. Jesus walks.
I just picked it because he was in the army, and that's where they say nut to butt, so that's why I wanted it.
Oh, okay. That's a good tie-in that you came up with.
It's the best I can do.
I like it. But don't lie and say you love Jarhead.
No, I did like Jarhead.
Well, you could have put that in the like category. What are you going to do when you get over there?
Well, what am I on right now?
What was I just doing?
I feel like we're running
out
of Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I love. Okay.
Feel free to repeat or move him around. You know, you could say I also liked Nightcrawler. I in fact picked as my love Nightcrawler because I just think that movie is so fascinating. Some people think it taps out at the end, but I thought it was great.
No.
Start to finish. Yeah, I mean, you have to, you know, you have to suspend your disbelief when the dinosaurs show up. Keith, what's one that you just like? What's just like, oh, that was a good Jake Gyllenhaal vehicle?
Was he in Love and Other Drugs?
He was. He was.
I liked it. Oh, that was my wife, being very loud.
My wife.
She made me watch it, that's why.
Oh, okay. Well, that one's also got nudity for both sides, right? You don't have to remember.
I don't remember that.
Pretty sure you see his butt. But that's no big deal. I mean, that guy works out so much. He's just like a giant muscle. What does he care if he takes his clothes off? Like in Prince of Persia, he was the most cut individual in the history of anything. I've been holding off on that one. Okay, yeah, save that one. I think I have a feeling which category that might fall into. What about you, Joe? Do you have one that you just like?
Yeah, I liked Donnie Darko.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like Donnie Darko.
Yeah. Not as crazy about it as some, you know.
As Nightcrawler. I really like it. Like, you know, I was deciding between that and Nightcrawler for Love. But I like Donnie Darko. The only reason I didn't love it is because I think at the time it was at Sundance with Wet Hot. And I had this really dumb jealousy of it. And then got over it and was like, it's a good movie. I like it. Yeah.
Hmm.
Is that too much? Too much info? I'm just trying to be honest.
I like that. I like honesty in a movie podcast.
I like the Tears for Fears kind of montage. They go in there, and they just had a lot of great stuff in there, in Donnie Darko. Not Wet Hot. Although,
it's interesting that the guy who made Donnie Darko hasn't been able, like everything else he's made, I haven't even seen the other films, but they're kind of universally panned. It's a shame because
he
had such a good start. Southland Tales and The Box, which was not... Cameron Diaz was not the title character in The Box. There's just an actual box on a table with a button on it. Jake, what about you? Do you have one that you like?
Well, I've got to go back to Brokeback Mountain.
Sure.
Because I liked it, but I didn't love it. But I liked it.
It's a little slow. Like it'd be difficult to watch again. Like you're like, come on, let's start fucking already. Or somebody get mad about it already. Something.
Or a happy ending. Them dressed
up
together.
Oh, that would be nice, too.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be a scene where one of them gives the other one a happy ending. It's really a well-done movie. I think Ang Lee is like one of the best directors in terms of just being able to tackle different genres except for Hulk.
Got to throw that in right away because the corrections department does not need to be bothered.
Can't believe you didn't mention Hulk when you were praising Ang Lee. I went with, for like, I like this director, Nicole Holofcener. I like most of what she does. And he was in one of her movies called Lovely and Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it, strangely, playing exactly the same character he plays in The Good Wife with Jennifer Aniston. In that movie, he's like a young kid that has an affair with her. And then in Lovely and Amazing, he's a young kid who has an affair with Catherine Keener.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same part.
Did like, he do it around...
Walked from one set to the other and just did the same thing.
Did he do it around the same time of year? Like, was he like in that
mode?
They
were within a year apart, yeah. I imagine. I can't know for sure. And the corrections department does not care. What about... let's go to hate. Let's get into the hate round.
Prince of Persia.
Yeah, there you go.
I was waiting for that.
Today, James Gunn put out the notion on Twitter that there's never been a good movie based on a video game. And somebody put out the notion that Prince of Persia was the closest to being good. I won't name his name. As he snapped the jap on Twitter. Sean Sakame. Also, I've been saying Sakame for years, and it's Sakamai. He finally told me that.
It's Sakamai.
It's like a friend of mine. I'm saying his name wrong. What about you, Jody? Is there one that you hate, or do you want to pass?
Yeah, it's a repeat. It's a Persia.
It's P.O.P.?
It's a P.O.P. It's a P.O.P.
See, I didn't even see it, so I can't even... I don't feel fair to hate something I haven't seen. I saw half of it. Yeah, okay. You just gave up on it.
Yeah.
What about you, Jake?
I didn't like Nightcrawler because I thought he was such a dick that I couldn't believe...
You couldn't get behind
him. Helped him. Like, who would help this asshole? He's a dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wanted something bad to happen to him, and then it didn't.
Spoiler!
I know. Well, you did kind of want to take a cold shower afterwards.
It looked like the dinosaur was going to bite him in half, and then he didn't. I was like, this is disappointing. I wanted that to happen, and instead he takes a picture of the dinosaur, gets on the news.
It was a little polarizing.
It's absurd.
It's a little polarizing. You know, that's part of why I think Jake might not have finished in the top five is because there's five, you know, like every character was like a hero. And then in addition to that, the guy, David Oyelowo, you know, didn't get the nomination for Selma. And he would have been sixth probably. So Jake ended up coming in seventh place on that. And I think he's so good in it.
I thought he was good in it. I thought he
you
was
just didn't like
I just
his
didn't
character.
Like, I just
yeah,
didn't
no,
like
that's
the
that's
movie.
A legitimate yeah. reason to not like a movie is you could say it's well made or the acting's good, but you know, fuck this guy. I don't want to spend time with him. You know what I mean? But I thought he was hilariously weird and that thing where what's the exact line where he's talking about you have to buy a ticket, and every time he says it, he ramps it up a little bit. So like the last time he's saying it, he's like, "You gotta buy a ticket."
It's not easy to do his job. You just try a little bit, and you almost came apart.
I went with... Oh, I hated Love and Other Drugs. Speaking of characters I didn't like any of the characters. It's making me cry. No, I've had a cough. I've been trying to shake for a while, and the best thing to do when you're trying to shake a cough is a Jake Gyllenhaal impression. Josh Gad was in Love and Other Drugs and very annoying in that movie. So yeah, I didn't care for that, even though it did have a lot of nudity and drugs. What do you got for hate yourself for liking, Keith? Is there one that you hate yourself for liking?
Love and Other Drugs. That's what I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna Love and Other Drugs.
I talk about how annoying it was, you're like, well, oh, now
like,
you mentioned
it.
It
was kind of like that. No, but I saw now that I remember. I saw the version where they cut out. Like I saw the TV version, so they cut out all the stuff. That's why I like really
they cut
don't
out
remember.
The good stuff.
Yeah, the nudity all that much, and now I kind of go, well, I wish I had seen it for the nudity.
Yeah, you should really go back and
rewatch it.
Retrace your steps.
Watch
like
it
that's
in your kitchen.
What happens. Like the planes now have like you can buy it in coach or you can get it for free in first class where there's just a bunch of movies to choose from. And I always look for at the very beginning if it says edited for content.
Right.
know, a lot of times it always says that the shape of it's been changed to fit on the screen, which frustrates me because I want to see the shape it's supposed to be. But edited for content, I always bail. And sometimes they don't say it. And then the first time somebody says fuck in an R-rated movie and they throw in another word, I flip it right off. I'm like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
You know, this movie deserves to be seen as it's meant to be seen. And I'll catch up with it later or see it never.
Just, but you'll do that just from a fuck? You can't imagine the fucks in on your own?
I can, but like the first couple times I tried to watch Let's Be Cops, you know, it's R-rated and there's a lot of swearing. And you know, and they're kind of creative with the words they throw in instead. But it just starts getting on my nerves.
Like it's really annoying.
Odd words are dropping in that are clearly not what was intended, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like when you buy the cleaned up version from iTunes of the song.
It's not who does that?
There's a cool thing.
Exactly. That's why you don't watch a movie like that.
Okay, right. Oh, I get it. Well, you're trapped on a plane, though.
Yeah, no, but that's why I'm saying you have a selection. So I'll switch over to, you know, I'll fucking suffer through Cinderella because I know there's nothing they need to cut out.
But sometimes they have some, like, fun words that they replace the profanity with, though. Like, I was watching Do the Right Thing. It wasn't on the plane. It was on TV. And when Raheem goes in and tries to get batteries for his radio, they go, what kind of batteries? D. What kind of batteries? D, Miffy Ficky, D. Literally Miffy Ficky. Which I think that's pretty fun.
That is awesome.
That's a fun one.
That actually improves upon the
script. That's a fun one, but you can't count on that. You know, it's usually if somebody says asshole, they put in Neanderthal. It's like very typical what they do.
Right.
And Edgar Wright has a cool thing that he does where he makes a point of if he knows it's going to get switched, he writes what it's going to be switched to. Like he comes up with something else that will be interesting or funny in that sentence. Also, his movies aren't terribly profane anyways in general. Where are we at? What's happening?
We're on me. My hate like.
Yeah.
I think End of Days... And because I like the movie, but I hate
Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah, I was like End of Days is Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah.
No, what? Well, am I thinking of
End of Watch?
End of Watch. Thank you. End of Watch. Thank you.
Fuck! I would have put End of Watch in one of my top two. I love that movie.
I did like it. The reason I hated it is because it was one of those movies where I knew how it was going to end up, and it was one of those movies where of course he's going to lose it. He's going to take his job to. I guess I was ahead of it a little bit, but like it was still satisfying.
Every bad thing that could happen.
Right.
It is a nonstop, like, it's a bummer.
Yeah, and I do...
But it's really well done.
I agree. I guess I hated it because I was a little ahead of it. But I did I thought it was a really well-done movie. I just wish it was more of a surprise at the end.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Jake?
I'm going to go with the movie that's the... I've just seen the poster of it on the way over here today.
Southpaw.
And the reason is... I know, it's hard for me because I don't know enough Jake Gyllenhaal movies, although I was in a bar in New Orleans where he was at one time, not necessarily the trip when I got that CD that I put in the bag, but...
Couldn't you have just said he gave you that CD in a bar in New Orleans?
I could have said that while I was cutting his hair for the movie Jarhead. They were shooting it.
People would still like the hoodie more. I mean, let's be honest. That hoodie's the best prize that's ever been put in this bag.
You're right.
Tom Lennon was on, he tried to give me one of his dangle badges from the show to put in the bag, and I was like, you've got to do something more important with that. Like, that could raise money for a charity or some shit.
He's a generous guy.
He really is.
You might have been able to raise money for charity with that sweatshirt. Are you putting down the
sweatshirt?
That's
a good point.
No, that's all right. I guess the kids will starve.
I think...
No, that's fine.
But somebody's going to be warm and cozy about it.
I guess we don't get any blonde canes or anything like that. And you help the blind.
Why don't you like Southpaw? Did you say?
No, I think I'm gonna.
You think you're gonna? Not
I'm
like
gonna.
It.
I'm gonna watch it because it's got boxing in it, and then 50 Cent for 50. What?
Sure.
50 Cent. He's one of the. He's in charge.
I saw Rachel McAdam.
McAdam.
Black person has to correct you here.
I keep.
It's Fitty.
Fitty. Okay.
But Rachel McAdams today on Good Morning America just called him 50.
Well,
I think she might even said Cent too. I think she might have been sitting next to 50 Cent. Anyway,
Fitty is
she's uninformed.
Fitty is loosely based on 50.
Loosely.
That's my understanding of it.
Keith, do you ever see .com and Grizz?
I email with them, yeah.
That'd be a fun show, you and the two of them.
Three of us.
The three guests.
Yeah, we'll ask him. We'll see what happens.
Or get two other guys from the writer's room, you and Judah and another person.
Yeah.
I went with, for my hate like, I went with Bubble Boy.
Bubble Boy.
Bubble Boy.
Oh, my God.
Every time it's on cable, I'll watch a little bit of it, and it cracks me up. He's very committed to a very stupid part.
So committed to that movie.
There's a fun scene with Zach Galifianakis where he's in a toll booth in the middle of nowhere. All right, you guys. That was a really fun round of that. Thank you for indulging me. And let's say right now that it's time to let the games begin. The Velociraptor just ate Bane while he was talking. Everybody brought name tags. A lot of people brought name tags. And some very creative ones. And I'd like each of you gentlemen to just go pick the name tag you'd like to play for today and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll go to a brief commercial message from our new friends at Adam and Eve. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter the offer code Doug at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter the offer code Doug. That's D-O-U-G at AdamandEve.com. Back to the show.
We're back. Looks like Jake got himself a Louis Vuitton toilet seat.
I couldn't even tell that this was brand name from the back. This is like that Antiques Roadshow where this was just a toilet seat, and then it turns out it's actually a Louis Vuitton.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And what's the name they put on there?
Potty Mouth Sam.
Okay. All right, Potty Mouth Sam. Is that a nod to my album, Potty Mouth? Nope. All right. Just a quinky dink. All right, you don't have to hold that the whole time if you don't want to sit there holding a toilet seat. No, I was going to suggest you put it around your neck or sit on it. There you go. Get those hemorrhoids off of that chair.
Oh, this is nice. It's actually not bad.
That's good,
it's not good. It's not good. I thought it was
It matches
bad.
Your pants, as it turns out.
It does. It's a good
It goes nicely with them. Two different shades of mustard. What do you got there, Joe?
I got the Bridget on the River Kwai.
Oh, Bridget.
Bridget.
Yeah.
Or Bridget. Bridget. Yes, Bridget. Yeah.
That's a movie I'd like to see on the big screen someday, like maybe at the New Beverly or something. And there's probably a shithead written on the back of your name tag, so be sure not to read that out loud at any point. That's for me to read. That's for me to read at the end if you fail.
Thank you for reminding.
You're welcome. What do you got there, Keith?
I have the Jeff, which is a clever riff on the ref.
Oh. Wait, did you say it was a clever?
I'm trying to be nice.
You didn't see Desperate Ricardo?
That's you gotta suspend awesome one. Your disbelief a little
yeah,
bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But thank you to everybody who brought name tags, and congratulations to these three, because you're all going to win something. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. I've never put it that way and never got a round of applause after saying it, so I guess I'll have to switch that up. Let's see, how are we doing on time? Okay, first game I'd like to play is a new one called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I've been having a lot of fun with this game. And I'm going to read a tagline from a movie. We'll start with you, Jake, and move down to the other fellas. You have an opportunity to steal if Jake doesn't answer correctly, so everybody listen up. This a motion picture that came out in theaters, a big hit,
mm-hmm.
had the tagline, "Getting back was only the beginning." Getting back was only the beginning.
You know, I didn't realize that this show was so much about movies.
That's what people say when they think they're coming to Getting Doug with High. But you didn't think
this
that.
This isn't the pot one. This
no,
isn't that.
This is
it's not.
Not
the eating one. I try to get on that. This is the
we'll have you
one.
On that one sometime.
I'm gonna guess. Back to the Future 2.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That was like Sam Levine style. I'm not terribly comfortable about this. Boom! Right answer.
What I like to do is lower people's expectations to where I can just kind of step over.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I'll get the next one wrong, I promise.
But that was good. I mean, as you used to, obviously some deductive reasoning there. I thought people might have just guessed Back to the Future or even maybe Part 3. But...
it couldn't be the first one because it's getting back.
They're getting back. Yeah. That's the beginning. It's getting back.
That's
right.
That's how I reasoned.
Yeah, you've reasoned it perfectly. Mm-hmm. Back to the Future 2, though, of course, in the movie, when he does get back, when he goes to the future, he goes to October 21st, 2015. And so on that particular date, I'm going to do a Benson movie interruption of the film at the Castro Theater in San Francisco. Yeah. That's going to be super fun.
We didn't get invited to that.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Oh, you can come up to San Francisco and participate if you'd like. Open invitation to everybody on stage. This next one, Joe, is for you.
Yeah.
Might be harder to work this one out in terms of logic.
Oh, boy.
The story of a lifetime. What movie do you think they had the nerve,
like that's
the unmitigated gall to just
like
say,
every movie.
Let's say The Story of a Lifetime, Feet on Desk. The Story of a Lifetime. When you hear it, it's going to make more sense. It's a little bit better when you hear the title.
Oh, man. 13 Going on 30? Stick with it. I know it's not it, but
incorrect.
I can steal it. I think I know.
What does it cost anything to guess?
No, hang on. We're going to let Keith gets a turn.
Oh, the paper?
Jake thinks he knows everything all of a sudden. The paper?
Yeah.
The Ron Howard film?
Yeah.
I was just strangely arguing with somebody about that in a green room a couple weeks ago. He said, there's this delightful movie, The Paper, and I was like, what? I was like, that's the worst Ron Howard movie. And then I remembered How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Jake, do you think you have a...
I'm going to guess Benjamin Button.
Oh, The Curious Case of.
Just
a that's
guess.
A good one. Good guess.
Yeah, that's not a bad guess at all. No, it's Forrest Gump.
That was my other guess, but
the
I thought
story
that was...
of a lifetime. You really do go from beginning to end with that motherfucker.
And that's Benjamin Button. They go the other way around.
That's the tag is the lifetime of a story. Yeah.
The story of a lifetime backwards. That wouldn't have been. That's
all right.
Spoiler alert.
So I love this game. So everybody's still in. We're gonna keep going. Jake,
there's only been one question.
You get to go.
I'm glad we're all still in.
There's been two, and you won.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You
right.
You won technically. You should, if you were Sam Levine, you'd be complaining right now.
No, this feels great.
What do you think? Well, this is another one you could figure out maybe. The Adventure Continues. Which could have been Back to the Future, too, when you think about it. But The Adventure Continues.
We've ruled that out because we already know the slogan for that, and we know it's also not Forrest Gump.
Right? And we're pretty sure it's not Southpaw.
Mm-hmm. Is it...
I like that Jake Gyllenhaal is not a sequel guy. I don't think he's ever been in a sequel. He didn't do the day after
tomorrow.
You got
to make a good first one, and then I know. Sometimes
Nightcrawler 2 is going to be played by a direct-to-DVD actor. David Arquette is taking over the role. Should I have said Jamie Kennedy? All right, so Both really good actors, you guys, from the original Scream. Do you think? Do you have a guess, Jake?
I'm going to guess the Star Wars 2. Why not?
Well, there's really no such thing as Star Wars 2.
Well, it's not really 2. We really it's like, really yeah, the fifth one, it's, but it's
yeah,
not
and it's
the,
got more
the,
of a title.
The
it's,
Return of the Jedi. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to stop you before you sadden the audience any further.
I know. I watched
Joe,
them all.
What do you think?
I watched them all.
He saw them.
Not only did I watch them all, but I talked to a nice person who's a comedian fan of the Star Wars movies, and I said, what order should I watch them in? And he had some ridiculous, like, 2, 4, 5, 1, 3, 7, or some bullshit. That's not the exact one. I don't want to spoiler alert.
You should definitely watch the next one last.
They all hate me now. What's that? You should watch
the next one last.
You want to watch the Jar Jar Binks one last, I think, is what.
No, I mean, the one coming out in December, you're going to have to watch it last because you can't have seen it yet.
Oh, and I've seen all the other ones. Thanks for spelling it out
there
for me.
There you go. There you go. Joe, what do you think it is? The adventure continues.
Yeah, I think it's, and I think it's the second Bill and Ted's movie, and I think it's Bogus Journey. I don't know if that's called Bogus Journey or if it's called
Bill and Ted Bogus Journey. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'll say.
And it's also I don't know if they'd call that an adventure. It's a lot of chess playing.
I'm guessing that's not the correct answer then.
Incorrect. Keith.
That's what I was going to say. So I have no idea. Yeah.
You really were going to guess that same strange choice?
I mean, well, Ted's Excellent Adventure. And then the second one, it's like the adventure
all
continues.
The sequels with adventure in them.
Come on.
What, the Adventures of Babysitting?
Adventures
would have been a good one. Adventures of Babysitting.
Saying two, the adventure
one movie.
Sucks. It's a terrible tag.
I have not an earthly clue.
In the straight-to-DVD Adventures of Babysitting 2, Elizabeth Shue was replaced by... You don't like this game?
It's a sad
I was
game.
Just going to say the girl she replaced in Back to the Future 2. Whose name I couldn't even think of.
Leah Thompson?
No. Leah Thompson was in all of them. The answer...
What's the right answer?
Superman 2.
Yeah.
Back when that was early enough for you to have the nerve to just say that.
And I love that movie.
You know. All right, let's do one more.
Sure.
And we'll start with Jake again. Because he loves to have no time to think about this.
It's better with no time because I don't know the answer. I haven't even heard the question. I know I don't know the answer. So the less time I have, the better.
Nothing on earth can come between them. Again, not anything we've mentioned already tonight. Not Brokeback Mountain.
Because that was my choice.
No,
that's where I was going.
Thought you might go there.
Well, you said come between them, and I was like, oh, I got to do a sex. You see, some people didn't realize what you were doing, and I just explained
Brokeback Mountain 2.
Now they're disappointed.
Nut to butt.
The adventure continues. Yeah.
Getting back was only the beginning.
It's payback time. That's a good
one. Nothing on earth could come between them. What do you think that is?
Wait, now, this is a... it's not necessarily a sequel. This is Nothing on Earth.
Since none of you have guessed yet, I'm going to give you all a unilateral clue.
Okay. It's something about somebody who
Something does, in fact, come between some people.
But it's nothing on earth.
Nothing on earth could do it except for this one thing that happens to do it in the movie. It's the tagline for.
It's two people from Earth who I guess are having a relationship and then someone not from Earth.
I've already given a clue.
Comes.
No more discussion.
I'm just trying. This is how they do it on Who Wants
You're
to Be
just
a Millionaire.
Thinking out loud.
Yeah. It's two people on Earth.
Yeah, Regis never helps.
Well, and also I'm helping them.
Meredith
Vieira
doesn't help. Terry Crews is no help.
Having sex with each other.
Right.
And a third person comes from outer space to have sex with one of them. Their relationship is destroyed, but the other person is like, well, of course, what could I have done to not... This is an alien.
Is it
Superman, too?
I'd like to see this.
Is it Superman? Is it Superman?
It's an alternate tagline for Superman, too, yeah. No, you don't have a guess?
No.
Joe, can you think of a movie where something on earth can come between them and yet something in fact does?
No, God, I'm drawing a blank here.
It's a tough game.
Yeah.
Keith, go ahead, take a shot.
Dude. Sleepless in Seattle? That's the best I can do.
Not even the Empire State Building. Yeah, this is the weirdest tagline for Titanic. Yeah, a fucking iceberg
very well in between them. Very much so.
Very much shut down what they were doing.
Well, fuck.
Billy Zane was also trying to come between them. There's a lot of come betweens.
A lot of things came between them. The Atlantic
the glass system was coming between them.
When they were trying to escape all the lounge chairs on the deck.
Why didn't he just hang on to that piece of wood? Why didn't he just hang on to it? Maybe he could have survived. Instead, he's like, fuck it, I'm dead, goodbye, sink to the bottom.
Why did she only
big enough to
remind
him by saying, I'll never let go?
She could have saved a whole country in Africa, but instead, no, fuck, I'm sad. Here's a diamond, just threw it right in the water.
I think the only reason she did that is because it was based on a true story, and that's what happened in the true story.
Where she threw the diamond in the water, that's an IRS. That's what she told the IRS, let me tell you something. She still has that diamond.
We finally got to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
Bottom of that ocean. Listen, you guys, my heart's going to go on to another game. And
I hope it's as fun.
I think you're going to love it.
Okay, good.
Me too.
It's called Reverse Malton.
Oh.
And it's going to determine our winner today.
How's it work?
I'll tell you. It's like that old Leonard Maltin game that each of you guys have played
once.
You got
a passcode on your phone?
Why wouldn't I?
I don't want to.
Your number is in my phone. If my phone gets lost or stolen, do you want whoever gets it to have
someone
Jake Johansson's phone number?
I can handle that.
A great example. President Obama's number is in my phone. Leslie Graham's number is in my phone. Donald Trump.
Well, now you're making people want to steal your phone, but I'm just saying. So who? You blocking yourself. You're trying to get in your phone all the time, and now you got to...
Did you see how fast I got into it, though?
You made your life harder for some hypothetical thief who doesn't exist. When's the last time somebody...
This will be on Letterman,
when you lose a phone, man...
It sucks, I know,
I'm sure.
When
you lose a phone, man, get back to me about that.
I haven't lost a phone
yet. I don't want the whole thing open. I got so many dick pics in here. All right, here's how Reverse Malton works.
Okay.
We'll start with Keith and go to Joe and then to Jake. Even though Jake won. Jake, you won that first game because you got one right.
He did win.
Yeah, so we'll start with Jake.
I'm so
I take
proud.
It back.
Yeah, I got one right. Nobody else got any right. We're not...
What did you do when Letterman took out his phone on the show?
When he took out his phone on the show? I don't even think he has a phone. I think when you get to his level, you just go, could you call that person and tell him something for
him? Yeah, I think there's just two tin cans and a string between David Letterman and Bill Murray. Because they both seem like they're very hard to get a hold of.
Well, they just wait until they're together in a room. Before then, they just tell the other person, get Bill Murray hey, where's Bill Murray? You find out.
Yeah.
Tell me when you know. And
they
then
love
decide,
each other, those two guys. I love them. You get to pick first, Jake. I'm going to name three movies.
I'm sorry
you get
I said
to pick,
that thing about your phone.
You get to pick the movie. You get to pick the movie that you think you can name the most actors and actresses and animals, because sometimes they list animals. The one that you can name the most people that are in it. And then I will, after you name which movie you think you can do that with, I'll tell you how many names Leonard Maltin names, and then we start the bidding. And you
hold it. We bid and then we
start and then we bid and then we go back to the beginning.
I'm going to do my best, but let's just start off. Let's assume
continues.
I understood what you just said. Okay.
You're going to say how many names you think you can name from the movie. And then if Joe thinks he can name more, he's going to bid more, or he's going to say name them. And then you're going to have to accomplish that very feat. So
I see.
You don't want to bid too high.
So I'm on the hook. Oh, no, they could outbid me, and then I'm off the hook.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
But you get to choose which movie. So you get to steer this ship in the direction you want it to go to. You can make it go away from the iceberg and away from the young man who doesn't want to hang on. Would you like to play between these three movies, Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, or E.T. the Extraterrestrial and his adventures on Earth? Which one of those, Jake Johansson, do you think you can name the most actors
that appeared in it?
I think Jaws.
Jaws, okay.
I think.
All right.
But I...
The classic 1975 Jaws. Leonard gave it 4 stars, and he lists 8 names. How many of those 8 names do you think you can name? In any order, but you got to rattle them off on cue when I say go. How many out of 8?
2.
Okay, so of those 3 movies, that's the one you knew the most actors from.
Yeah,
like the other,
sure.
Like
yeah,
E.T., you're I'm like, whoever was E.T., that's all I got. All right, Joe, so he only bids 2 names. Do you think you can name more names from the movie Jaws?
I can.
How many out of 8 do you think you can name? If you say all 8, then you're just going to have to do it.
I could name, I can name 7.
7 out of 8 names out of the one, and they have to be listed in here. You don't know who Leonard's going to list.
Yeah, this is Keith so is the person who makes the.
Keith gets to make the call. That.
No, prove it.
Do it.
Okay, here we go.
All right, so
my fatal mistake was that one of them might not be listed. Here we go. So we have Roy Scheider and Richard Dreyfuss and
those
Robert Shaw.
Right, hang on, slow down.
Okay, I just wanted.
Don't talk during it, Jay.
Sorry,
Robert Shaw.
We don't need to know which ones you knew. From this point forward, we also need to know that one I didn't know. That one I also didn't know. All right, so you got.
So I'll just raise my hand. I'll just raise my hand if I.
Let's do the top three. We'll do the triumvirate.
Sure.
Roy Scheider, Richard Dreyfuss, and Robert Shaw.
Yeah. See, Leonard lists those in a different order, but they're all correct. Okay. Keep going. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then you're gonna have Murray Hamilton play the mayor. Okay. You're gonna have Lorraine.
People are impressed.
You're gonna have Lorraine Gray, who was Brody's wife. You're going to have Peter Benchley, who makes an appearance in the movie. This is where we start to slide, and it looks like Leonard Maltin's an asshole. That's what it looks like to me.
Do you have any more?
The author of the novel is not listed.
Do you want to try to get to 6?
Yeah, well, if he doesn't have him, but the 7th one I had was Carl Gottlieb, who plays one of the... news reporters. One of the mayors.
Went with Gottlieb. He wrote the screenplay with Peter Benchley.
Yeah.
Peter Benchley's not listed.
They mentioned Gottlieb, though?
They mentioned Gottlieb, and it's also, I would have gotten you on, it's Lorraine Gary, not Gray.
Oh!
And Murray Hamilton, Jeffrey Kramer. Murray Hamilton, you said. Jeffrey Kramer's the assistant to Roy Scheider's character. And Susan Backliney, who is the naked swimmer at the top of the movie. Absolutely. So Keith is on the board with 1 point.
Sorry, I feel that that is not earned. That was impressive.
You earned it, baby. You earned it.
You earned it. Yeah, I feel my point was not really earned. The smartest thing on this show is that passcode that you've got on your phone. That turns out to be.
So, Jake, we're going to start with you again, but this time we go to Keith. The order switches up.
Okay.
And you get to make the first choice between 3 movies.
Okay.
Which one of these do you know one or more actors in? I'm hoping. And you could also poker face it. You could also just act like you really know one of these.
I forgot I could bluff.
Would you like Young Frankenstein, Young Guns, or Young Adult? Yeah, it's a tough one. I know which one I would pick.
Is it Young Frankenstein?
That's what I'd go with, because I could probably name everybody in that movie. Down to the guy who gets his reflexes tested in the opening scene. The old man, Liam Dunn.
Nice. Okay, so I just added 1 to my answer. Young Frankenstein. But I can't.
He says Young Frankenstein. And how many names do you bid?
My thing is the names. I can't. The guy. 3.
How differently?
I'm bad at this. I never said I was good at it. You just said would I be on the show. I said yeah, I would be on the show. I didn't say I'm gonna fucking win that thing.
I still
you know,
drive
people
over.
With less knowledge than you have won before.
I'm not the stupidest person to ever be
doable.
On the show. That's a good
That's
compliment.
For sure.
Thank you. That's why, that's the real reason I don't have a passcode on my phone, because I'd be like, what is it again? It's all ones, dumbass. That, oh, okay.
So you bid two names?
Three.
Oh, three. You went three.
Six.
We go to Keith next.
God,
now you kind of know where you're at
well,
in
you
the
know what he's gonna
scheme
say.
Of things.
He's gonna say six.
Maybe you could change it up
because I could do three immediately. But all right, I'm gonna say four.
Woo!
His wife.
That was my wife. Thank you for supporting me when I can't support myself.
Did they have to throw her off the set whenever she visits you?
She comes along.
Please do not yell woo during the takes. Yes, Stouffer's hilarious, but please, ma'am. Joe, what are you going to do with that? He says four, so you could challenge him and see if he fails, or you could stick with your six that you said.
I'm going to stick with my six.
He's saying six, Jake. So see here, you can get a point just by his failure.
Let me just explain something to Joe.
Peter Benchley is not in Young Frankenstein.
I said three. He said four. You know I can only name three. So you could have said five. And
oh, because I jumped in with six before.
But you didn't have to say six. You could have said five. And then
I love that Jake is schooling somebody on strategy. When a couple of minutes ago, he's like, I got no idea what's happening.
I want to be helpful to him because I feel like I'm
actually
in a position where I can win this fucking thing.
Well,
name
stuck
six
with
then.
Six. Yeah,
name
he's got to do six.
Yeah, name six.
Here
All
we
right.
go. And I'm not going to say right or wrong until we get six names.
Okay, Gene Wilder, Peter Boyle, Marty Feldman, Madeline Kahn, Terry Garr, and Cloris Leachman.
That's six names.
Get for you, Brigitte. We'll get you over that River Kwai.
Then he's got Kenneth Mars, who, of course, has the wooden arm. He's the local law enforcement. And then Richard Hayden, who that's a name I would not have pulled if I were playing the game. That's a tough one. All right, so that means that Joe gets a point. We're playing to 2 points.
Yeah.
And we'll start with Keith and then go to Jake. So, Jake, be ready.
Okay.
It's coming at you, dude.
Do we all have 1 point? Is that what's happened right now?
You have 0 points.
I thought I got a point for the thing that I did at the beginning.
What'd you do?
That was for another game.
That was for another game? That
Yeah. Yeah, we don't do points in that
how
game.
How does that? How's that
game
not
was
part
just,
of it?
It was just fucking around.
That was for funsies.
Yeah. That was just determining who, you know, who gets to go first in the next game. Then I almost didn't even let you do that. So. Yeah. Which one of these would you like to do, Keith?
I'm so over my head right
oh,
now.
Oh, and let me tell you, let me get you ready for this, Jake, because this is I don't want to blow your mind at the last moment.
Yeah.
If you guys end up in a 3-way tie, the final movie is just I just picked a movie in advance, and that's the one you got to play. So you don't even get to choose. But Keith gets to choose right now.
Okay.
Between the Bad News Bears, Bad Santa, and Bad Lieutenant.
Nice.
Which one of those?
Nice.
Somebody's yelling full title, but it's not the Nicolas Cage Bad Lieutenant. It's just regular Bad Lieutenant.
I'm gonna pick. I think I only know. Oh no! I'm gonna pick Bad News Bears. Which one?
Excellent question.
That's a good question. Which one?
I should have said the
one
year.
In the '70s, right?
Yeah, 76.
I can do two. I can do two. Sorry.
He says he can do two names, Jake.
I can do two.
But I already said.
That's an interesting bit. No, you're going to have to add one to it or more, unlikely, or ask him to go ahead and name those two, and then he will take it down. He will be our winner if he can name it.
So I'm like the kingmaker right now. Like what I do now will determine...
Joe
could be a winner, potentially.
Well, you know, as long as we were talking strategy earlier,
you could say
three names. If you want to talk strategy, Jake, pay attention to me.
I say three names.
If you say three, he'll say name it, and then he'll win. So that won't work.
And
Unless you think you can name three names. The Bad News Bears, did you see that?
Yeah, right. Yes, I saw it. When you used to have to go to a movie theater to watch a movie, that's mm-hmm. when I saw it. When you didn't have another choice. When everybody in it was alive.
That's when so I you were like 12 when this came out, maybe, or 10 or something like that?
I don't know how old I was.
I'm out of it, right? I can't challenge.
Well, you can't do shit right now. But
right, if he votes,
he fails.
I could say three, and then you could bail, and then
right, and then he could say name it, and he'd win if you can't.
Yeah. So Joe could pull down the win pretty easily because we all know you can't name three names.
All right,
this movie.
It's up to you then, Keith. Three.
All right. Keith only has to do two.
Only has to do two.
You can't just force him to do three.
Who can say?
You can say three.
I say three.
You say three.
And then Joe's just going to challenge you, and you don't know three names.
You don't know three names.
But I get to talk more. What's the point of doing this?
You're just pulling the win away from Keith and handing it to Joe if you do that.
I just told you I was the kingmaker.
But if you challenge...
But you called bullshit on me.
No, he's right. You are the kingmaker.
If you challenge Keith...
I am the kingmaker.
Listen, kingmaker.
Yes, no, I get that too.
Do you know what's going on? I'm confused.
If you challenge Keith...
Do you have another one of those sweatshirts or not?
If you challenge him, there's a chance he will miss it.
There's a chance that I will miss it.
And then you will get a point and we'll have a three-way tie. But if you say three,
I feel like
this
a little kid that you're trying to explain why I should eat broccoli right now. And I'm like, fuck you. I don't have to eat broccoli. All right, I challenge you.
All right, he's eating his broccoli.
Yeah, I challenge you.
Yeah, name two people from the Bad News
Bears.
Because
I want you to win. That's why.
That's very nice of you.
Thank
you very
much. Crazier things have happened.
Fuck this up.
You could fuck it up.
Walter Matthau, Tatum O'Neill.
Bam!
Correct.
Motherfucker!
I had a very long argument with somebody one time that they thought that Jodie Foster played that part.
Oh.
A lot of people remember it wrong.
No,
can you name anybody else?
The child star did not have a heroin addiction.
Can you name anybody else from it?
No.
I can.
What do you got, Joe?
Vic Morrow.
Yeah, Vic Morrow played the other coach on the other team.
Damn.
And then who was the hot shot kid, Kelly Leak, that was running around catching all the balls in the outfield, keeping the shitty players participating?
I know her.
Earl Haley. Jackie Earl Haley.
Yes, Jackie Earl Haley. Then there was the nerdy kid, Alfred W. Lutter. And then Joyce Van Patten was also on hand to be mad.
Who's Tanner? Something Barnes?
I forget the name of the kid who played Tanner, but that's a classic character, that kid, because he was always swearing, and I think he even dropped an N-bomb at one point. It's a fucking intense
Lupus, movie. That martini is superb.
And then they remade it, of course, and it was so funny, because the remake, to show how irresponsible the coach was, he took all the kids to Hooters, and... I've been to Hooters during the daytime. It's full of fucking kids. That's just America. That's just what people do.
Some damn good wings.
I don't think Hooters was even that hot. Like day one when they opened, it's just like there's ladies out jogging in that.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, they're also wearing nylon.
In the first movie, he gives them beer and stuff. You know, like it's actually got some edge. Like
that
he's giving
sense.
These little kids beers and shit.
But no, actually, a short story that the very first time I went to Hooters, I was 18, and it was like when Hooters was like a new thing, and I went with a friend, and my friend went, "Oh my God, I think that waitress is into you. You should give her a big tip." It's like, I think that's kind of the point. That's it. We didn't know anything about Hooters at the time, so that was a brand new
You're throwing out the theory that they're extra friendly there?
Yes.
I think they're just normal girls.
Oh, but then she was hitting on me.
Yeah, maybe.
They weren't... Well, there you go.
Story what are you going to do? It worked out okay. Your wife is happy with how things worked out.
Things all could have been different if you'd left a different tip on that night. Hooters.
Left a bigger tip.
And I am happy with how this worked out because Keith is our winner, everybody.
Can I share it with Joe? Because I really feel like he won.
Very generous. You won this game, Keith. You own that. You did it, my friend.
I don't know.
Joe and Jake, pass down your name tags because I will read the shitheads here at the end.
I don't think Potty Mouth Sam put
one on. Did you put one on here, Potty Mouth?
No.
Who do you want me to call a shithead, Potty Mouth?
Jason.
Who's that? You mean from the Friday the 13th movies?
Sure.
Okay. Come and get your toilet seat. Don't get to say that enough. And I almost broke his Louis Vuitton toilet seat. Oh, that's an interesting one. We don't need that one because Keith, of course, is our winner. Who? Where's the person Keith was playing for? Come get all your prizes. Are you 21 or older? Are you 21 or older? Okay, then you can have the vapor pen. Feel that. Feel how soft it is. Holy fuck. There you go, buddy. Congratulations. The Jeff, everybody. Now let's go down the line and do some plugs. What do you got to plug, Keith? You got anything coming up that people should be looking for?
More
HGTV?
No. I star in a web series called Keith Broke His Leg. It's exactly what you think it is. And it will premiere in at the end of August, www.getbroken.com.
I'm going to plug that Wet Hot American Summer, July 31st. Very excited. And Brooklyn coming back September 29th.
So funny, that show. That whole ensemble is great. And does Terry Crews like, does he ask you guys millionaire questions on the set?
He's the best. He's just always so like, Joe, man, this is so great. You're just like coming up and at like 6 in the morning, he somehow is able to get you excited and ready to work. He's just a really positive guy. And as far as trivia, no, he does not ask us trivia. Yeah. But that would be kind of fun if he did.
Yeah, you should get him to do that sometime. Just gather everybody around and play millionaire.
I'll call you from the Lifeline, if that's all right.
All right. I don't know if that'll work out, but my areas of expertise are pretty limited. Jake, what about you?
Well, I have a... Do you remember a minute ago when the Jeff won the prize package because of the Keith, which was really because of me? Mm-hmm. There was a special in there called Pictures of My Dinner, which you can get at my website, jakethis.com. I'm not talking to the Jeff because he already has the thing.
Yeah, you've already got it, Jeff, so you don't have to buy it.
You can get it there.
Everybody else, check it out.
If you want to go there.
Jakethis.com.
And then I have gigs where I go out into America and talk to people.
All the tour dates are at jakethis.com.
If you would like to.
And is jakethis also your Twitter handle?
Yes, at jakethis. I'm trying to keep it simple.
Is it? Well, because Johansson's hard to spell because you even spell it differently than Scarlett, right?
I do. We're not related, which means that I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah. It's important to get that out there.
Yeah.
Just put it out into the ether and see what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't even tell you the difference in the spelling. I just know that there is one.
I've got two N's and I think she's got two S's. But
if you say so.
My wife signed off on this also, Scarlett, so she's cool. We can have our time together, and then I'll work it out. Just you don't worry about it. I'll work that out. I'll work it out.
I'm going to be doing a Doug Loves Movies right here on this very stage on Sunday, August 30th at 4:20. And I forgot to ask them when I got here to put that on sale so people that are here can get a jump on that. But anyway, at least you know about it. And thanks again to all of my guests, Keith Powell, Carlo Trullio, Jake Johansson, no relation to Scarlett. And as always, someone named Jason is a shithead, and James Franco is a shithead. Fake and fire.